With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. A two-week period of relative inactivity will soon end at Michigan State Capitol. State lawmakers return to Lansing this week with full sessions that are scheduled to resume Tuesday. More than 30 committee or subcommittee meetings already scheduled for the House and Senate members as the week began. Lawmakers had spring recess the past 2 weeks, although some committee hearings were held during the break. Lawmakers are trying to eliminate a projected $1.4 billion budget shortfall for the fiscal year that begins in October. Well, Michigan may close up to 23 state forest campgrounds this year, according to the DNR. The campgrounds in the northern lower peninsula and upper peninsula could be shut by May 19th. It would be the second time in 3 years the state has shut some camping sites. Since 2009, funding for the DNR's forest recreation program is off 63%. In addition, usage at some of the campgrounds has declined, so they're not bringing in as much revenue as before, according to Mary Detloff, DNR spokeswoman. Census figures from 2010 show the number of Michigan children under 18 declined by 9.7% in the past decade, a drop of more than 250,000. Economist Charles Ballard of MSU believes it stems from a combination of falling birth rates and job losses that have caused young families to leave the state. A bill to ban offshore wind turbines to generate electric power awaits a committee review in Michigan's House. Freshman Republican Ray France says he wants to keep a three-pronged attack on our Great Lakes from occurring. The representative says there's environmental safety and economic considerations for prohibiting the turbines. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.